We are learning the Sechus Vabasra, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, end of a line, Tanan. It says, Tanan Ha'as Mu'un, Tanan Mishnah, Sechus Allah, it says like this, Ha'moitzi Meis Mushkub Kedarka Noit Leves Fusasai. Means someone bought a field and he wants to use it here for tires on any dead people here. So usually, if you have a basic forest, you're not allowed to move a basic forest. But if it's one mace, then you're allowed to move it. Now, there's locha mesh of a sinai, that the locha is if you, that the mace is kind of his makim, and if you want to move it, you got to move him and his tfusasa. The Gemara even brings up a pasuk, learns it from a pasuk, that says that Yaakov Avinu told Yosef, Nesasani mimetrayim, and the whole pasuk is shechatim, avayisayim, Nesasani mimetrayim, kvaratani bikurasam, v'yeminecha esekavarach. That's a pasuk, it says, mimetrayim, and we darshan, he took some mitzrayim with him, because he's supposed to take the part of the mace with it. Now this din, they take es tfusasai, is dafka if the person was buried there on purpose. But if he got killed there, so then it doesn't have a din. If he got killed and he landed there, it doesn't that kind of makam at all. And there's no din that he's kind of the makam and the earth under him. And therefore, you don't have to move it. That's why it says Lashon Mace. Mace means Mace v'loy harag. He died and he didn't get killed. And it says Mushkov because if he was not Mushkov, it was buried sitting up or his head between his feet. So then we think it's a goy, or it's just dumped there. And since it was dumped by a krayi, so therefore there's no din of beis hakvaras there or tfusa. That means if you have three of those, it won't have din beis hakvaras, and it won't have din tfusa either. It has all this din that we learned, it has din beis hakvaras, and has din as tfusa, so it's only if it's mace kedarkoi, and if it was buried like a yid. That's what halachas. So if it's one mace, noit leves tfusasa. Shnayim, noit leves tfusasa. Matz, shloisha, if you found three, now three already makes the beis hakvaras. So now, how do you know if it's a basic forest? Maybe punk three people landed here. So it depends how they're buried. If they're buried in the right ratio, so then you could assume it was a basic forest. If between the mace on this, the mace are lined up in a row, if it's either within 4 amos or within 8 amos, harezu shchunas kvaris, it's ksina shchunas kvaris, uboidik mimenu v'lahalon eshemama. And you check from there and on 20 amos. Now we'll explain this. This man the Amr holds different than the two man the Amr that we had before. We had before, the sheet of the Rabbanan is that the size of the ma'ara of the chamber is 4 by 6. That's according to the Rabbanan. Rav Shimon holds it's 6 by 8. Now they both held that each caver was an Amr wide, and in between each caver was an Amr wide. Therefore, let's say for example, if it was 6 by 8, on the back wall on a 6, you buried there 3 people. Why? Each cave was 1 amos, 3 amos. In between is another 2 amos, is 5 amos. Then a half amos for each corner, 6 amos altogether. Here we're saying you fit 3 people in 4 amos. Why? Because this man the Amma holds that it's enough to have an amma for each caver, and all you need in between is 2 tvachim. That's all you need, is 2 tvachim. So therefore, if you have on the back wall 4 amos, you can fit 3 mason there. How is that? You can have 3 masons, 3 amos. In between the 3 mason is 2 openings. Each one is 2 tvachim, is 4 tvachim. And 2 corners are 1 tefach each. All together 6 tvachim. 6 tvachim is 1 amma. All together 4 amos. And on the side that's 8, you could fit 6 mason. Because 6 amos for 6 mason. In between 6 is 5 times 2 tvachim is 10 tvachim. And another 2 tvachim, 1 tefach each corner, all together 12 tvachim, is that's you get to 8. So this one is between 4 and 8. So you find the 3 mason either within 4 amos or within 8 amos. So you assume you didn't fill up the 8 amos yet. You put 3 even if it's a random order. It's 1 and they skip 2 amos and 2, and then but it's within 8 amos. It could be going to bury more people here. So then you assume this was a chamber 4 by 8. Since it's a chamber 4 by 8, so now it's a whole caver, a whole ma'ara, a whole chamber, a whole catacomb, they call it in the article. It's a whole catacomb over here, and therefore you could now have it, worry is more kvarim. This is worry is more kvarim. So you have to bury dig 20 amos away. What's the chesed 20 amos? Because you know each ma'ara here is 8 amos long on the chumra de gitzad, and then the chatzar is 6 amos, 8 plus 6 is 14, and then another 8 amos. 8 plus 14 is 20. No, 22. It's a good kasha. Gemara doesn't ask the kasha. It says it's 20 amos, you got 20 amos. Really, it makes sense. It's 8 plus 8 plus 6 is really 22. Gemara doesn't ask the kasha. Now, the response speaks to a very important thing. Which direction you go 20 amos? Because it depends. Let's say you found it 3 within 4 amos. So then, it could be this is really an 8 amos side, so or it's a 4 amos side. You don't know. So you have to go 20 amos straight forward, you have to go straight arms back the other way, because you know which way the head or the feet, you don't know which way to count. You also have to go Now, the other side is, maybe that's just the length. If that's the length, you have to go 4 amas across and then 20 amas to the side. So really, you're checking 20 amas all 4 directions, it could be. That's what, and the Rashbam gives you the klal. He says, the klal of the milsa, this is Tifin Ryan, this long Rashbam, he says, the klal of the milsa, called Hecha the Masafkale, Chatzar, or Lived on Daru Chayza. Whatever your word, the Chatzar is, you got to check from all 4 sides. Fear of Shimon, at least, all 4 sides of the Chatzar. So it means you check 20 amas in every direction, basically. But the Gemara, Halon, Eshram, however it could be. Now, the Brayis says, the Mishnah is another Chiddush. Motza Echad, you found one after 20 Amos, so B'Soyf Esav Amos, B'Yidik, Men of Ha'alon, Chaf Amos. You go another 20 Amos, you check. Because maybe there, once there was a Chazakah, there were Kvarim here, maybe there's another caver behind this one, check another 20 Amos. Shur Aglayim Adava. Shilu Metchil, if you find one mace by itself, Motza Yinotla V'Sasasi, take it, you can remove it with its earth. But now that you found it together with the other three, and 20 amas is one, you have to check another 20 amas because maybe this is the start of a new kaver. So that is our Mishnah Masechtas Olos. And the reason why I brought it in is because in this Mishnah Mavoyer, the size of the chamber is 4 by 8. And this is a problem which the Gemara is going to ask, take on right away, which Mandiyam is this? We said, we had in our Mishnah, Mechlekes of Shimon and Tanakama, one says 6 by 8, that's the Rav Shimon, and one says 4 by 6. Where does this new shear 4 by 8 come from? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So to Gemara, Omar Mar, Arba Vat Shmoina. So the shear of the chamber is 4 to 8, because he said if you find the mason in that ratio, we're worried that that might be a caver. So money, Irabbanon, if you're going according to the Rabbanon, Ha'amri Dal Amas Al Sheish, you said that his shear is 4 by 6. Irab Shimon, if you're going according to Rab Shimon, Ha'amas Sheish Al Shmaina, he holds 6 by 8. So this is, which money is this? So my answer is, Lo Ilan Rab Shimon, it's really Rab Shimon. Aye, it's not Rab Shimon. V'hai Tanu, it's the following Tanu, the Tanu of the Braisa. Motzon Ritzufim, you found the mason too close together. It's closer than 4 amas. It's not between 4 and 8, it's closer together than 4 amas. Yesh lam tfusa. They get a din tfusa, but ain't lam shchunas kfaris. They don't have a din of shchunas kfaris. Why not? Why don't they have a din of shchunas kfaris? You know why? Because they're too close together to be a regular caver. Rav Shimon Yehuda says, no, they could have a shchunas kfaris. Why? Rav Shimon Yehuda Eimer, Rav Shimon, Royinis Avim Tsoyim Ki Ilu Einam. You make believe the middle ones are not here, and then it fits into the ratio. And the rest of them fit into this ratio of 4 to 8. You take out the middle ones, the ones so close together. So what's the Gemara's answer? That we found in our Braitha. So it got to bother me very much. We have a Mishnah here, which is better than a Braitha. It says 4 by 8. So you have a Kash, who is Rav Shimon, the Rabbanon. So I'll tell you, it's Rav Shimon. It's a different Tana according to Rav Shimon. That wasn't enough. We have to have another Braitha that says that it's a different Tana. Even though if you think about it, it doesn't say, so the response speaks out, who's the Raya from, Rav Shimon or the Tanakama? He says it's not Shimon ben Yehuda, Shimon Shimon. It's the Tanakama. That's what the Rashbam says. Tanakama doesn't say the name Rav Shimon really. The Rashbam speaks out. Zok the Rashbam, Divrei Maschil, Yesh Lohem. Let's see which Rashbam says. Rashbam says the Raya is from the second man the Amma. It says that. Let's see the Rashbam. So Shimon Tchil Matzo. So Rav Shimon Delaroch. From Shimon, say we're going the first Brice. The Brice not from the second one, it's from the first one. It's from the first one. Like that's what the Rashbam learns. So like look at next Rashbam. Yes, I'm two. Some also. I'm saying it's the same. You have to know exactly what the Raya is. So I guess the Raya is because since the second Tana says Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, we assume the first Tana is Rav Shimon also. Vakaponim, or maybe just you found two Brises that are the same. And at the Vakaponim, we said there is a Mandiyam, was 4 by 8, and that's Rav Shimon. Okay, the answer to the Gemara is there is a different version of Rav Shimon, and the Shira is 4 to 8. Gevald. Maya Kimta, Rav Shimon, we said stand like Rav Shimon. Eima Seifa. Boyti Kemerva Alon Esramami. You check 20 Amas. Money. You're Rav Shimon, Esramat Haratan Havayan. It's 22. Because 6. Plus the 6 in the middle of the chatzit, they have 8 plus 8 is 22. Irabbanon, Tamli Sari Avin. Rabbanon holds only, it's only 6 by 4. So the longest is 6. So it's only 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18. So I don't have the element of this Gemara. Gemara's Kasha, Maya Kimta, Rab Shimon, Eima Seifa, Boiding Milan, money. We just said it's Rab Shimon. Gemara's asks, Eima Seifa, 20 Amos, be 22 Amos. What's Gemara's question? Money, Rab Shimon, that's the Tajin. That's number one Kasha on this Gemara. Number two Kasha on this Gemara is, it's Tamaz, the Gemara itself is Shver. The Mishnah always itself is Shver. It says 20 Amos. Who holds 20 Amos? It's nothing to do with Rav Shimon Rabbanon. It's Tamil Kasha. The whole Gemara is very sure. My Gemara says the Kasha, like, you said something like this, what do you do? So Tosis says it's Kasha. Tosis says, Halashon Dachuk Ma'oid. The mass of Shumda Ukmo Karab Shim and Parach. Vahada Parach Modi Yerb Shim Rabbanon. Le Asik Shim Tan of Oid, the Gufo Masim Mifrach. Oh, cash, okay. But either way, a little shrug. Mara wants to know where does the sheer 20 Amos come from? Everything about two Terutsin. Terrace number one. Zog Dumar Loyalim Rabbanani. And when the Gemara answers Loyalim Rabbanani, the Rashbam explains Loyalim Rabbanani means that the Sefer is Rabbanon and the Reisha is Rab Shimon. Because the Reisha clearly says 6 by 8. So the Reisha is Rab Shimon. 4 by 8. Right, it's clear 4 by 8, which is Rab Shimon. Reisha is Rab Shimon and the Sefer is Rabbanon. Now, has Sefer Rabbanon, it should be 18, right? That was a kasha. Loyalim Rabbanani, if you're going to Bodak Baal Saina, you check on a diagonal. You want to make sure you get all the mason. You check the chamber on a diagonal. Now, the chamber, according to Rabbanon, is 4 by 6. What's a diagonal of 4 by 6? The Gemara assumes the diagonal of 4 by 6 is, the diagonal of 4 by 6 is 6, is 6, the diagonal of 4 by 6 is, the diagonal is 8 amos. That's how much. Now, where did you get that shear from, that the diagonal of 4 by 6 is 8 amos? Because he says that 4 by 6 is like 5 by 5, and 5 by 5, the diagonal is 2 amos more. Why? The Rashbam says, we have a 5 by 5 square, so the way the Gemara does it always is that the diagonal is 1 and 2 fifths more.
It's longer than the 5.
Right, to be a problem, there's to be a kasha, twice that's the kasha, but let's forget the chesed. 5 by 5, what's the diagonal of 5 by 5? Zok the Rashbam, the diagonal is 1 and 2 fifths. 1 and 2 fifths means like this, you 5 times 2 fifths is 2 more. So that's why it's 7. So the diagonal is 7 by 5 by 5.
7.21.
So, no, according to the Rashbam, it's 7, which is 2 more than the wall. Zok the Rashbam, 6 by 4 is like 5 by 5. And it's 2 more, that's how it's 8. That's Rashbam's chesed. Frank the Taisis, that doesn't work in the bottom Taisis, the Chavim Tavronos' kasha, that yes, it doesn't work. 4 by 6 square, it doesn't work in numbers. It doesn't work. If you think about it, 4 by 6 is a different square footage than 5 by 5. It doesn't work anyway. And Taisis at the bottom of Kalkbay, that's the kasha, doesn't work. Well, come on, that's what we're learning at the Rashbam's shot, that it's 2 more. So 2 more than 6 is 8. So that's the chesed. Now we have beautiful chesed, right? That you do check by Achson is 8. So that's why it's 8 plus 6 plus 6 is 20. Frank the Gemara, if you're doing one chamber on the diagonal, do the other chamber diagonal, and now it's again back shver, it's 8 by 8, 6. The Chatmor is terror. It's 4 by 6, we're saying you're going with the diagonal. That's what makes it 8. So why don't you do the other 4 by 6, do it 8? Then it's back shver, 8 plus 8 plus 6 is 22. That's Gemara's kasha. Let's get inside. Oilam Rabbani, you're going to Bodik Bach Saina. Frank the Gemara, with Habach Saina, Hanayim Bach Saina. If you're doing the first chamber diagonal, all the chambers are with the diagonal also. As the Tarat Avin, it's be 22. So Gemara Chodabach Zayin Amrina, Treyabach Zayin Amrina. What's enough? If you check one on the diagonal, the other one not. That's enough. It's enough if you do that check. That's enough. That's Tarat number one. Tarat number two to answer again. The Brayis Akash is that it says in the ratio it's 4 by 8, so it means the length is 8. If it's 8 plus 8 and the Chatzah in the middle is 6, it's 22. Why 20 Amos? So the first Tarat was the safest according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon really should be 18, quote 6 by 6 by 6. But since you're doing the diagonal in one of them, it turns it into 8 and makes it 20. Second teretz is Rav Sheshi B'Di Velmayer, Lo'ilam Rav Shimon. It's going to go to Rav Shimon. Why you only checking 20? V'alchem ha'eskinem b'nifli. The kvarim you found were kvarim of Nephilim, which are smaller. They're stillborns. They're smaller. And there, the shear of that chamber is 6 amos. And therefore, you only do it, you only measure by 6. So made all the chambers also nifli. When ha nifli, ha nam nifli. No, the time is sorry, it's only 18. And for the Gemara, Chaz b'Flamin and Taz b'Flamin. You only assume one of them is Nephilim, not the other one, and therefore that's where you get the shear of 20. The two pshat to get shear of 20, either going according to Rabbanan, they're going diagonal, according to Rav Shimon, they're going by Nephilim.